A new tourist attraction in Argentina is posting some impressive numbers. Centro Cultural Kirchner claims to be the fourth largest cultural center in the world. It's almost twice the square footage of New York's Lincoln Center. It boasts attendance of 10,000 visitors a day, and everything from comedy acts to symphony concerts is presented there for free. How? Well, NPR's Bob Mondello found out during a recent visit.
They call the main concert hall Ballena Azul, the Blue Whale, and it swims inside a grand Beaux-Arts palace where for most of the last century folks in Buenos Aires mailed letters, the former central post office. The Blue Whale Auditorium, blimp-shaped, three stories high with 1,700 seats, floats in what used to be the package sorting area. Why floats? Because the subway runs nearby, says guide Federico Baggio.
So the vibrations would not enter the symphony hall. It ended up having a whale shape, so that's why they name it like that. But the purpose of it, it's acoustics. Let's see.
The Blue Whale is the most eye-catching attraction in the new Kirchner Cultural Center, but even it can't upstage its surroundings. The Palacio de Correos, literally the Postal Palace, commissioned in 1889 and completed almost 30 years later, was the largest public building in Argentina when it opened in 1928. It's eight stories tall, occupies a full city block, and contains almost 1 million square feet of marble hallways, stained glass ceilings and windows, plus the original post office fixtures.
This is the mailboxes hall. Every piece of furniture was restored. These were desks, so you could finish your letters.
When the new architects changed things to add, say, elevators or a boxy chandelier-like structure above the Blue Whale that's big enough to mount exhibits, they purposely use different materials, frosted glass, stainless steel. That way you don't lose sight of the ornate beauty of the original building, beauty that was sufficient that President Juan Perón moved his presidential offices here in the 1940s from the nearby Casa Rosada, and the grandest room went to someone else.
The office of the director of the Postal Service.
This?
Yes, this office.
Okay. He's describing a room that is the size of a banquet hall. It's enormous.
And this just was for the director of the Postal Service. He invited Eva Perón, Evita, to use this office for her social work. And we have this exhibit that tries to evoke Evita's day of working.
Working with donations to the poor, a recording of actors' voices recreates a scene some older visitors can remember from real life.
You can see, for instance, the toys that were given for Christmas by the Evita Foundation.
These historic details resonated with the late President Nestor Kirchner, for whom the building is named, and for his widow, Cristina Kirchner, who succeeded him as president. They're from the Peronist Party, and like Juan and Eva Perón, who founded that party, as well as such cultural institutions as the Argentine National Symphony, the arts are baked into their worldview, says Culture Minister Teresa Perón.
La cultura es una inversión para este gobierno, no es un gasto.
Culture is an investment for this government, not an expense.
Confronted
with this huge abandoned building, she says, their thought was not to turn it into a shopping mall, or as happened to D.C.'s old post office, a grand hotel. Instead, they pictured a cultural space, an enormous workshop where people can be developers of their own culture. Perotti is herself a well-known singer-songwriter in Latin America, and when she accepted the cabinet-level position Minister of Culture, launching the new Kirchner Center became her responsibility. At its debut in May, it was a work in progress, and even months later, there is work going on. Performance halls are complete, and six floors of art galleries are getting there, many devoted to what you might call art that's gone postal. Envelopes stacked all the way up to 20-foot ceilings, video installations about mail that aggravates.
One woman is peeling onions and crying, and then using the letter to blow her nose.
The public sector in Argentina, says Perotti, operates on the assumption that the arts belong to everyone, that culture is a right.
Consideramos que la cultura es un derecho.
That's why the culture ministry stages concerts and workshops for the homeless in shanty towns, and why at the Kirchner Center, everything is currently free. There will eventually be a symbolic payment, she says.
Entrada simbólica
The building needs to be kept up, artists must be paid for their work, but she says corporations will be invited to sponsor events and keep prices low and seats in galleries full, as they are now.
Firstly, to Sunday, the building is having back those people rushing to deliver mail and people moving everywhere. Yeah, with this rhythm of rush hour.
That rhythm is clearly benefiting the artists who play here, especially the Argentine National Symphony, which has been homeless for 67 years, wandering from one concert hall to another. Now, to the evident delight of the public, it has taken up permanent residency at the Kirchner Center. In July, the symphony hosted Argentina's own Martha Argerich, one of the world's great classical pianists. Parodi says that with fewer than 2,000 seats in the Blue Whale, 1.2 million people tried to access the ticket website, collapsing it. Bigger than the Rolling Stones. This speaks well, she says, for a country that is very cultured. In keeping with the building's origins, this symphony concert also included music from the movie The Postman, conducted by its Argentine composer, as well as tango selections. And in keeping with the idea that culture should belong to everyone, and that 1.2 million people had wanted to hear Argerich, it was simulcast nationally on radio and TV. Parodi seems so personally devoted to the ideas espoused by the culture ministry that I asked her whether she'd ever written a song that reflects the work she's doing there. She explained that that's not how songwriting works. But I said, look, this is radio. I need a song to go out on.
Bueno, yo tengo una canción que se llama La canción es urgente.
She points me to a song called The Song is Urgent, which she wrote about the role of popular song in the story of a people. She says it's about her dreams for her people, which makes it a love song. And she cites a lyric about what music can do, that your voice lifts it, that it releases it in the wind, that it sounds of victory when it breaks down the silence. Parodi says while in her career as a singer, it has been moving to be on stage. In the case of the Kirchner Center, she's also moved just to be part of the audience.
Es muy emocionante estar arriba del escenario como abajo.
Being a part of the creation of the center and doing all the things necessary so all of this can keep going.
Para que eso siga funcionando.
Argentine Minister of Culture Teresa Parodi talking about the new Kirchner Cultural Center in Buenos Aires. I'm Bob Mondello.
Es semilla y espiga, es futuro y recuerdo. La canción es urgente, viene y va compartiendo con dolor y alegría el mismísimo.